Welcome to Peak Health, a radio show dedicated to empowering you to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you want. I'm Lisa Morse, naturopathic physician on the island at Fern Cove Natural Medicine. I'm dedicated to helping you uncover the root cause of your symptoms so that you can get back on the road to feeling well again.
And I'm Claire DeNice, certified health and wellness coach and a personal trainer. Our show is going to bring you information to help you take charge of your health. We're going to cover topics like IBS, heartburn, thyroid disorders, autoimmune diseases, osteoporosis, nutrition, and lots more.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you today?
I'm well. I'm a little tired of the rain.
Yeah. And,
I also have heard that tree pollen is high.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I have a little bit of, whatever that brings going on. But actually, I'm always pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm tired of the rain, too. Fortunately, when our listeners are probably going to be listening to this show, it's probably going to be really sunny and they're going to be like, ha ha ha, we're done with that.
I hope you're right. I really do. In fact, it couldn't happen too soon for me.
Exactly. So what are we talking about today?
We are going to talk about superfoods.
Superfoods. Ooh.
Yeah. I'm expecting lots of help and support from you because you know about this sort of thing.
Okay.
And superfoods is a term that you hear tossed around.
Yeah.
And I think everybody would like to think it's like the magic pill.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
For
that
sure.
Makes you healthy, makes you thin, makes you smart.
Yeah.
Makes you rich.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah,
Bring it on.
I'm not sure we can do all of those things,
okay.
But
all
we'll
right.
Give it a try.
Okay.
So basically today we're going to talk about some things related and arranged around superfoods, like a quick review of nutrition in general.
Yeah.
Because there's so much out there, people get pretty confused and overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Why we would consider putting superfoods in our diet and what are some superfoods, and then a little bit about superfoods, some you've heard of, some you may not have, and then I like to have a little call to action since I'm a health coach.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so everybody can decide to do one thing that's going to maybe put a little bit of superfood in their diet.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
I like it.
All right, so let's just start by talking about what is a superfood.
Yeah.
It doesn't have an official definition from any agency of the government, but in general, it's generically referring to food that's considered to have a lot of benefits and values to health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
More nutrient dense and concentrated than other foods, especially if it's fresh or properly preserved. That means that a little goes a long way and you don't need to eat as much to get the value that you might want out of it. And that's always nice from a calorie perspective. So they're like the multitaskers. Yeah.
That's a good term.
Although I've heard good and bad about
that
term.
That's true. That's true.
But they're good for prevention. They're good for nutrition. They have some healing aspects or some medicinal. They aren't things that have been tested by the FDA. They're not FDA approved or anything like that.
Right.
And a lot of what I'm going to say today is based out of a book from David Wolfe, author of Superfoods. And he focuses primarily on the plant kingdom. And that's not to say that meat or fish can't be a part of a good nutritionally balanced diet. It's just not the focus of this presentation today.
Okay.
So even the latest food pyramid, which is actually a plate from the government, demonstrates the need for a lot more fresh produce in our diets.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, maybe if that happens, they won't just be advertising chicken wings on the Super Bowl next year. Maybe they'll be advertising vegetables and fresh fruits.
Oh, you're pretty optimistic, Claire. I don't know about that.
Well, one can always hope.
It starts
somewhere. Yeah.
It's true.
So if you are a meat eater, and I am myself, actually, the quality of your meat can make a difference in your health and wellness. And depending on your values, if you care about how things are raised, grass versus grain, how animals are cared for, how processed your foods are, if there are preservatives and additives, anything artificial, all those kinds of things, the carbon footprint, all of that makes a difference in the food that you want to put into your body. And I actually believe that it's not a bad idea to have it all be in sync with your value system, just because it, the energy flow is better.
That's yeah.
Sounding a little
I agree. No, I totally agree with that. But I love this. I love this idea of superfoods, or the concept of superfoods, because I feel like food is such an important part of our health. And so if there's something out there that we can eat that like packs more punch for our bodies and to give us more nutrition, I'm all for it. So I'm excited to hear.
Well, and what I would like to say is for something to be approved by the FDA, it has to be put into a lot of trials and getting the same
right.
results repetitively multiple years. And, you know, even sometimes those things don't always pan out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there are side effects. The nice thing about food is there's less likely of there being a side effect unless it's just not right for an individual. So it's important for you to sort of test the things that you eat and know that they do agree with you,
yeah.
you know, regardless of whether they're a superfood or a drug or whatever. If it doesn't agree with you, then it's not for you. So,
right.
Some of the onus has to come back on the individual.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
So, and nutrition is such a rapidly nutrition is a really changing field. There's a lot of new research going on. Oftentimes the research is connected to, can we patent this and make money off it?
Right.
Sometimes research on, say, the benefits of broccoli, you can't patent broccoli. So there's less likelihood that there will be money invested in that. So it's just demonstrates the point that we have to go ahead and find what works for us, starting with less processed food, more fruits and vegetables particularly, and, you know, sort of check in with our own personal experience and go from there.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So basics on nutrition, you know, was basically three nutrients that give us calories, fat, protein, and carbohydrate. There are some good and some bad of those three things. Protein's used mostly for growth and rebuilding. Carbohydrates are our energy source, and fat has a lot of values, but it's also basically excess energy and the thing that we all dread having hanging around our hips and thighs and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three calorie-producing nutrients, and the others are vitamins and minerals and then water, and now they've added a category called phytochemicals, which I'm sure you know,
mm-hmm.
Which is basically the interactions of all the chemicals that maybe haven't been studied at length yet, but are nonetheless really beneficial for us, health and wellness-wise.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think this is where I'd want to mention that Thomas Jefferson made the comment that let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food.
Yes. I love that quote. I do. I think I have a t-shirt with that on.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would like to have that t-shirt.
Yeah. Just want to let you guys know you're listening to KVSH 101.9 FM, Voice of Vashon. And this is Dr. Lisa Morse, naturopathic doctor, and I'm here with Claire DeNice, health coach and personal trainer, and we're talking about superfoods.
So I want to introduce another term here called nutritarianism, or being a nutritarian. And it's not my term. It came from, I think, Dr. Joel Fuhrman, which basically says when you're putting something into your mouth to eat, it should have value.
Yeah.
Not just the enjoyment factor, but health and wellness value on a biological level, as opposed to just, ooh, I really like potato chips because they're salty.
Right.
So if you could just kind of keep that in mind, if you want to be a nutritarian, that more and more often the foods that you put in your body have value for your body.
Yeah.
So simple little idea. So why should we eat superfoods? Do you think, why should we eat superfoods, Lisa?
Well, like I said before, I mean, if these foods have an extraordinary amount of nutrients, and, you know, nutrients is obviously one of the things our bodies need to function properly, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of ideas that I've thought of. One is that, you know, times are changing. We don't often get a chance to eat as well as we might. We eat out a lot. We need a lot of convenience. We have two parents working oftentimes, kids home from school by themselves looking for snacks because they're always hungry when they get home from school. Also, there are theories that soils have just been depleted of nutrients, and so the nutrients aren't in the soils to get into our food, at least not from natural sources, without putting nitrogen, potassium, and phosphates on from artificial fertilizers. So that's another reason, if we're just, our food just isn't quite as nutritious as it used to be. There's a lot of health trends, chronic conditions that are more prevalent now than they used to be. We are enjoying a lot of more naturopathic influence, I think, which I really like and want to know what you think about that.
Yeah.
If we do eat well, believe it or not, it will decrease the desire for less healthy foods over time.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I see is mineral deficiencies causes people to have a lot of cravings for different foods. And so for eating these superfoods, you know, that have minerals, replenishing our minerals, that will help our cravings.
Yeah. And I'm sure most people are going, superfoods. Oh, what are the superfoods? Or, I think I know the superfoods. but they can definitely be part of the answer to this sort of complex, very busy lifestyle that a lot of us have these days. And if our soils are depleted, that's a big issue because of all of the world, like 3/4 of it is salt water.
Yeah.
And then there's parts that are concrete and parts of it that are mountainous. And I think it's 1/32 of an apple. If you were to dissect an apple and keep cutting it into smaller and smaller, that's 1/32 of an apple represents this tillable soil for agriculture. If the apple was the whole world.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not very much.
Okay.
So, offer us a lot of benefits with a lot, not a lot of downside.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, I want to stop for just a second here and say, well, how do we define our health?
Yeah.
And I really liked Dr. Andrew Weil's definition. He's head of the Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona. He says it's not just the absence of disease, but it's an inner state of the body that's balanced and resilient, such that a person can move through life and resist whatever comes along that would destroy it.
Yeah.
So.
Is he a naturopath?
No, I'm just kidding. It sounds like something I learned at school, you know, that it's not just the absence of disease. And that's one of the reasons that I have on my website and that we say on this radio show is, you know, we're dedicated to inspiring you, so our listeners, so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you desire. And so that's really health. Freedom is what I've come to associate with health. Because if we're not healthy, then we're usually in some way not able to do what we want to do.
I would totally agree. We have huge health issues in this country. And we spend more than any other country in the world on health care. But yet we're ranked like 37th in terms of the overall benefit for the amount of money that we spend.
Mm-hmm.
And we're approaching 20% of the gross domestic product that is spent on disease care. And in my thinking, if we spend a lot more of it on promoting good nutrition and local produce and things like that, we could cut down on a lot of the chronic conditions we have. And we wouldn't have to have very, very expensive healthcare acts debated in Congress.
Yes, absolutely. That's a good point.
You know, we're born with pretty good balance and resilience, but we need to be able to maintain it. And a lot of that's through lifestyle. Sometimes it's hard to do that with the busy lives, but it's certainly one step at a time, a great goal to shoot for. So enter superfoods.
Yes.
It can help us because of their concentration.
Yeah.
Great. So when the body has the nutrients in the quantities that it needs, our cravings tend to diminish. And we just don't tend to crave the salt and the sugar and some of the things that aren't quite so good for us like we did in the past. A couple other reasons we might want to consider superfoods, though, helps us move towards ideal weight. It's somewhat of a detoxer in various ways.
We all need that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it helps us increase energy, boost our immune system, even elevates the feel-good hormones like serotonin and dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
And good health is easier, really, in general.
Mm-hmm.
They can even alkalize the body, which is supposed to be a healthier,
absolutely
healthier condition. Mm-hmm. I remember talking to someone in my past who had done a lot of, would they be called necropsies? They're looking at, and they looked at a lot of people who were older, mm-hmm. and all the ones that had lived a really long time were alkaline when they looked at
really
their urine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to meet a lot of the basic requirements we have for vitamins and minerals, and can even enhance sexuality, help the brain, all the different organs, even the bone, the muscle, and the skin.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Skin's always a big one for people getting older, too. You know, nobody wants to be wrinkled.
Right.
So you need less food, thus you're not having as many calories. And you might even save money at the grocery store.
Yeah.
So I always hear people say how it costs so much more to eat well. And I'm always surprised, because you could spend it in the grocery store, or you can spend it in the doctor's office.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And I do think that the cost of better produce and things like that is coming down.
Okay.
Because there's more of it around, and therefore the prices come down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the superfoods?
Yes, tell me. I've been waiting.
Well, they're organic, first of all.
Uh-huh.
Or of such that the influence of the pesticides and herbicides does not get to whatever it is that you're going to eat. Does that make sense? Like,
right.
You don't eat a banana peel.
Exactly.
So generally, there are categories of foods that you've heard of before. Algae, berries, bee products, leaves and herbs, nuts, roots, seeds, raw fruits and vegetables. The reason I mention raw is because, generally speaking, the less processed something in is, the more its natural state, it has the right balance for giving its nutrition, breaking itself down. All our food starts out alive. We want to eat live food.
Yes.
We want it to break down, mm-hmm. Not have the Twinkie shelf life of 150 years. I hope nobody from Hostess is listening.
You didn't hear that.
I would say also that sometimes organic is organic, but it hasn't been through the process of being designated as organic.
Right.
Because I think it's 3 years of being grown on pesticide-free mm-hmm. land, and it has to be grown with pesticide-free plants mm-hmm. or seeds. Yeah. And it's a fairly lengthy and expensive process to be certified.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So there are places that are growing organic, but they just haven't been through that process.
Right.
So that's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew this. Did you know that when you're looking at fruits, you know how they have a little sticker on them, and some of the uh-huh. vegetables do too?
Yeah.
If it has, I think it's a 9, if it has yes. a 5-digit code, I think it's a 9 in
right.
front of it, it means that it's organic.
Yep.
If it's a 4-digit code, it's not organic.
Correct.
It's an easy way to check.
Yeah.
And I think if there's an 8 instead of a 9, it means that it is, I'm trying to think of the word.
In transition or something?
No, it's been genetically altered or something like that.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I didn't yeah. haven't heard of that
so
one.
So 9 but would be good.
Yes, shoot for 9.
Shoot for 9.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the things we're going to talk about may be a little bit unfamiliar to you, but
okay.
And then there's one other term I want to mention that I've read quite a bit in David Wolf's book.
Yeah.
An adaptogen.
Oh, yes. I love that term.
So what do you think adaptogen means?
Well, so what I know of adaptogen is that it's something that will balance our stress response.
Right.
Yeah. And so if we're like super stressed out, it will like bring us down. But if we're like really depleted because of, you know, long-term stress, it will help to bring us up. And so it's flexible. You know, when you give it to somebody, it can help them in whatever way they need help.
So it sort of sees where the imbalance is
mm-hmm.
and helps to rebalance.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of superfoods have some adaptogen type
nice.
Qualities.
Nice.
So I'm going to talk about a few foods specifically that David mentions in his book. But in general, I would just want to mention two things. They're on the internet. There's something called the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
And there's also the Clean 15. Mm-hmm. And those refer to fruits and vegetables that the Dirty Dozen should, as much as possible, be eaten from organic sources. And I know I mentioned eat all organic before, but the Clean 15 are sources that are probably not affected by any pesticides or whatever. in the fruit or the meat of the vegetable or fruit. So right. You can look those up. Just Google Clean 15 or Dirty Dozen to see what those would be.
Yeah. So if you're on a budget, you know, then you don't need to buy organic.
Right. Yeah. So not everything has to be organic. And I would also say the whole raw piece is important, but there are some fruits and vegetables, particularly vegetables, that if they are steamed a little bit or cooked a little bit, that it tends to release their properties a little more readily than just in the raw state. But everybody's different too. So yeah. If you're going to get into the finer points, you have to measure them against how they act in your body.
Right. And I would say people who have digestive problems, sometimes they have to start eating more cooked foods because the raw is very difficult for them to digest. And so, yeah, like
that
you said,
would be because of the fiber in the raw?
It just takes a lot more work for the body to digest the raw food than cooked. Yeah.
So. Okay. So in general, foods you may have heard of that would be superfoods?
Yeah.
All kinds of greens. Greens, greens, greens.
Okay.
And another thing about greens is they have lots of calcium in them, for one thing, as an antidote to taking calcium supplements just for avoiding, say, osteoporosis or something like that, which was big a few years back.
Mm-hmm. Not so much. I mean, it is still, but there's been a lot of studies showing too much supplemental calcium actually contributes to heart disease.
So, wow.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about that in your osteoporosis talk,
yeah,
too,
we
didn't
did. We? I think we did. So, yeah, you want to get it from your greens.
quinoa, which is now starting to be grown in this country, previously mostly came from further south. Acai berries, you may have heard of, green and black tea. Wild salmon, as opposed to farmed salmon. That has to do with, I think, the relationship between omega-3s and 6s. And also the type of food that wild salmon is fed or eats compared to farmed salmon.
Right.
Beans, fermented foods like kimchi, sauerkraut, pickles, even some yogurts.
Mm-hmm.
Red wine. Yay.
Yeah.
Turmeric is a really highly anti-inflammatory spice.
Mm-hmm.
Dark chocolate, and this would be without the dairy or the sugar, but dark chocolate has a lot of value to us. Walnuts, olives and olive oil, whole grains, and steel-cut oatmeal. Those would be ones that, in addition to just eating raw fruits and vegetables, you might think of as superfoods.
I like that.
So it's nice that red wine and chocolate are on the list. Life is good. We don't have to turn into just rabbits.
Okay.
The raw foods sort of head the list for the reason. They're unprocessed and they have the fiber, but also the enzymes to break themselves down in our gut. They feed our probiotics and our prebiotics. So remember, I guess, that heat, temperature, and light can affect about anything. So in terms of its quality and the amount of nutrients that are in it. So eating fresh and local and is not a bad idea at all. So this is not a complete list of the foods that you've heard of, but those are ones that you might have thought of that would fall into the super healthy or superfood list. So lesser known foods that I would call superfoods, algae. If you've heard of spirulina or blue-green algae, chlorella, high source of protein.
Tell me more about algae. I mean, when you say algae, I think of, you know, let's go down to the lake there and grab a, you know, slimy.
Well, this is specifically grown to be consumed.
Okay.
And it's generally like in a location where it's farmed, just like something else would be, only it's farmed in water.
Okay.
And it can be, I think, formed in fresh water and controlled so that there's like no heavy metals or anything like that could be associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that I'm by far from being an expert on all of this, but there's different types of algae and they have different qualities that can be of benefit to our health. But they have generally they'll have a lot of available protein, available meaning sometimes you can eat protein and you think you're getting it, but it's not as available to your body as they might indicate.
Okay.
So another lesser known superfood, all the different bee products, honey, need to make sure that your honey is actually honey. I've heard that there are some scams around where it isn't really even honey. So you want as local as possible, because it's going to have the kinds of things that are in your area that grow, that you it might give you some resilience from.
For allergies is one thing.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. And then also raw, right? You want the honey
right,
to be
raw. Raw honey. And other bee products might be royal jelly or propolis.
Mm-hmm.
Propolis is interesting. What it is the sticky resin that is found on trees and in bark. And the bees pick this up and they bring it back, and it's what cements their hive together. And it also has properties that allow for thousands of bees to live in a really small area without ending up diseased and killing themselves off. So it's antimicrobial, antifungal, antibiotic.
Nice.
So all
natural.
Coming from the propolis. So if we eat the propolis, then we can have some of those same opportunities.
Cool.
Certain berries, goji berries. I'm a big fan of goji berries. They're a great snack.
Okay.
Really high in antioxidants. All of these products are high in antioxidants and good anti-inflammatory, high in minerals.
So do you eat those? Are they dried goji berries?
They're dried.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're not treated with anything like a sugar substance on the outside.
Okay.
They're just barely sweet. If you hold them in your mouth, they sort of rehydrate. They're chewy. And I usually keep them with me so I can munch on a few if I get hungry. Brings my blood sugar up a little bit. And I know I'm putting something good in my body as opposed to grabbing some snack that's not so good for me.
Right.
So another one that is really... could be called a superfood that people may not be aware of is cocoa, which is it's actually cacao.
Yeah.
The difference between cacao and cocoa, I believe, is cocoa is processed and cacao is raw.
Okay.
So cacao is C-A-C-A-O and cocoa is C-O-C-O-A.
Right. I gotcha.
And as I said before, we're talking about the chocolate, which is a big kind of yellow pod. Grows all year round, likes the equatorial areas. So, okay, roots, maca, yacon, ginger, those are considered pretty high on the superfood list.
Okay.
So David's list also includes hemp seed. He calls it a superfood of the future. You've probably heard that they're looking at cannabis and different compounds in cannabis to alleviate a lot of medicinal problems.
Yes.
So
neuroinflammation.
Yeah. aloe vera is another highly sought after superfood. It's really good on your skin.
Okay.
And it's even by the cosmetic industry, it's considered to be somewhat medicinal. Coconuts. Let's see. I think that's a pretty good start right there.
Yeah, I was going to just say aloe vera is really good for the GI tract, too. I'm always bringing in the digestive part, but it's soothing to the GI tract.
So. Yes. So if you're interested in the book, as I mentioned before, it's called Superfoods, and it's by David Wolf. And each of those main superfoods that I mentioned, he goes into much more depth, talking about their various properties. And they have a lot to offer in terms of our overall health and wellness.
So where would I find these kind of things?
Well, locally, you might find some of them at Mingelmint.
Okay.
I know I've bought bee pollen at Mingelmint.
Nice.
There's a website. Rachel Harper has a website called Empowered Herbals. She has a green drink that has spirulina and a lot of other chlorella and nettles and so forth, powder that you could use.
Nice.
You could contact me if you want more. Hemp seed, I'm not sure. Different kinds of algae, more specialty shops, probably if you looked at PCC or Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Or if you go to a supplement store, trying not to be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
If you know what you're looking for and can do your research, maybe you can do some of it online or check with your naturopath.
That's true.
Yeah. Like Fern Cove Medicine. So, you know, I could go and spend a lot of time on, you know, the various benefits of any of these superfoods. But the idea, as a health coach, I'd say is pick one that you'd like to work on. You know, if you want to eat some goji berries, or you'd like to have coconut in your life a little more, or you want to use bee products, or you start eating some raw chocolate, just pick one thing and work on that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you really like that and makes you feel better, then maybe you'll pick something else and move along towards more superfoods in your life.
Yeah, I like that. To take the small steps.
Yeah, just small steps.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at your favorite grocery store, look at some specialty stores, just pick one small thing and start thinking of like a nutritarian.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, get real about your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Your health will improve and you'll eat closer to the earth, which is kind of a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
And those small changes will add up over time.
Awesome.
So thanks for listening, Lisa.
Yeah, thanks for talking, Claire. And I've really enjoyed learning about superfoods. And look forward to next show where we're talking about supplements.
Oh, yes.
What supplements you
should
be taking.
Yeah, and it sort of dovetails right in with superfoods.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Peak Health, where we are dedicated to educating and inspiring you, our listeners, to take control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you desire. Until next time, take care.
You too, Lisa.